This audio is brought to you by motherswhowork.co.uk, the resource for working mums, business mums, and stay-at-home mums.
Sell without selling. The fine art of persuasion without hype. Part 3. Words. Words are powerful, and every internet marketer's main tool. There are certain words and phrases to avoid, and certain ones to use instead. Words to avoid are ones that create a negative impression to our readers. The better choice is to use words with a more positive connotation to replace them. Keep in mind that these are suggestions, and there may be times when you have to use these negative words. Use the following list to get some different ideas of words to use. Avoid, buy, use, order, try. Avoid, trust me. Use, I understand. Avoid, anybody can do it. Use, easy to learn. Avoid, system. Use, kit, the tools you need. Avoid, buy it now. Use, grab your copy. Avoid, no obligation. Use, try it. Avoid, cheap. Use, inexpensive. Avoid, expensive. Use, valuable. Avoid, spend. Use, invest. Avoid, old. Use, proven or established. I'm sure you get the idea. Invest some time going over your message to find potentially troublesome words. Just be yourself. If you have to use a word like buy, then use it. Keep in mind that some words create an instant negative connotation for some people, and that there may be alternatives. Graphics. A nice-looking page is a must. The best message will not get read if the page looks sloppy. Most marketers understand this. Some don't care, but they do understand. However, many marketers don't understand that flashiness can be just as bad. Who wants to sit watching a bunch of animation wondering, what is this about? Your visitors won't wonder for very long before they leave. Here, the key is to keep all of your graphics and images relevant and consistent with your sales message. Avoid using cliche images such as piles of money, eagles, computers, and people shaking hands, unless they are directly connected to your message in some way. This may be hard for some to take. Heck, some people get really mad when I mention it. I don't care. What do you want people to do when they see your site? Say, ooh, what pretty pictures. Or, do you want them to read your message? Even the most flashy marketer knows the answer to that deep down inside. Ask questions. This is one of the best ways to make a sale, or just about anything else. Ask questions. Specifically, ask open-ended questions, questions that need more than a yes or no response. Here's a quick exercise. Answer these questions. Would losing 15 pounds make your life better? Is there anything holding you back in life? Would you be able to use some extra money? Chances are, like most people, you answered yes or no to those questions, right? Those are closed-ended questions and will stop your readers from being interested. Now answer these questions. How would losing 15 pounds make your life better? What things are holding you back in life? What would you do with some extra money? See the difference? Both sets of questions are essentially asking the same question, but these are open-ended questions. They arouse curiosity and automatically lead your readers to being more involved and therefore more interested. The beauty of this technique is that your readers will actually start to sell themselves on your offer. In effect, you are setting them up to start taking psychological ownership of your product before they even buy it. Show and tell. Okay, you've just written a well-crafted sales message. Everything is in place and it looks nice to boot. But you're not quite done yet. You have text and some graphics, but now you need to add a few more images. What kind? Any kind of image that supports or proves the points you are making in your sales message. If you're not using images to accentuate your text, then it's like watching television with the sound on, but the picture turned off. Doesn't make sense, does it? But we see it all the time. The internet is a medium that blends text and visual elements. Use that fact to both you and your reader's advantage. Nothing but the truth. Lying is unethical and is always counterproductive. In the short term, a little lie or bending the truth might bring you in some extra money. In the long term, it will create distrust, cost future purchases from customers, tarnish your name, and it could land you in serious trouble. If you feel you have to lie a little, then your product needs to be better, your price lower, or your offer more reasonable. Look at the desire to lie as a clue that you need to reevaluate your message or product. The instant your reader feels you are being dishonest, misleading, or downright wallowing in deceit, they will leave and not come back. Conclusion. I hope you were able to find lots of useful techniques in this ebook. Even more so, I hope you will benefit from putting many of these tips and techniques into action. Thank you for listening to Sell Without Selling, The Fine Art of Persuasion Without Hype.
You are listening to a podcast brought to you by motherswhowork.co.uk. Be sure to visit the website for more tips and advice on being a successful working mum.